2, Kel Kingsbury, interview, December 1, 1988.
That's where the Northern Kentucky University, the very beginnings, got.
Yeah, it was then the community college of the University of Kentucky.
Mm-hmm. Way back as early as 1948.
Yes, That's under Earl Clements, I think. Mm-hmm. And it continued that way until they decided they needed more room, and then we generated some support around here. Looked around all over the sites, and that became available, and that's where they put the community college in. Mm-hmm. And of course now Northern Kentucky University holds the ground up there and uses it.
Mm-hmm. Is there any particular reason why that site was chosen, do you recall?
No, we looked all over. Campbell County didn't show much interest, and Kenton County did. And I think the site was available. I think it belonged to the city of Covington, part of the Blue Park. I'm not certain, though. Mm-hmm. So it was available, and that's where they put it.
It didn't have anything to do with the RS, with the I-75 in that area, though.
No. That road up there was built, I remember, the highway commissioner was Henry Ward, and we asked for a road up there, and he said, yeah, build it. So I think it cost something like $125,000. And I said, Henry, that's too much for that road. If you told me, I'd have built it myself.
Kidding.
So it was about $125,000. It was pretty cheap now, come to think of it.
Was that built at the time that the campus was put there?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, to get up there some way, you couldn't go through the neighborhood up there. The streets were too narrow. And mm-hmm. Too many kids. So they built it up there. It's a beautiful site overlooking the city. Of course, it wasn't large enough for a two-year college or four-year college.
By that time, the I-75 was probably
underway
there. You said Campbell County didn't want it, but
no.
Kenton did. What do you mean by that?
That's too strong. Mm-hmm. Campbell County was not active in searching for it. Mm-hmm. There were some Campbell County people on the board. Some Campbell County graduates, University of Kentucky graduates, were on the board too. But the officials over there just didn't seem to care.
Mm-hmm.
So it was put over here in Kenton County. I would have gone along with any area in Northern Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
But they searched all around for ground that was available and inexpensive and mm-hmm. convenient.
Mm-hmm.
And that fit the bill at the time.
Mm-hmm. Who did the searching for the location?
I imagine someone down, someone's downstate.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But they, when they go searching, they come up and talk to the local people, what mm-hmm. they know about it. Things like that. I don't recall. I was involved in it, but I just don't know the details about it. Just forgotten the details. We had on that board people from both factions of the Democratic Party.
Mm-hmm.
Because we thought we'd better do that. You never know how long one faction will last in office. You need someone this. So we had a guy named George Ankenbaum. He was a Chandler man. And he and I worked together real, real well. When we never did anything about the other guy knowing about it.
Mm-hmm.
So he took care of the Chandler angle, and I took care of the other side of the party. George is dead now.
Mm-hmm. This was when you were still with Crosley.
Yeah.
And you were a local political...
active in local politics.
Active in local politics. But still in journalism. When you were vice president of Crossley, were you still a journalist?
I did PR for him, and I didn't write much news anymore. PR for him.
When you say PR, do you mean
public
like
relations?
Yeah. Was that writing, or was that?
Yes, writing and visiting, representing Crossley wherever needed. I also did some in the news department. We had a Rural Front show, and I booked in or got people to appear on the show as guests, like I mentioned Bob Considine, but there's other local people too, a state official, and stuff like that. Once in a while, a city official. But we tried to get WLW. Territory was three states: Ohio, Kentucky, Indiana, and sometimes West Virginia. And so we tried to keep it covered, kept the area covered.
Mm-hmm. What was the Crossley Company? What made up the Crossley Company?
Well, a lot of things, but Crossley Broadcasting was the principal involved, but they had the Crossley car. Paul Crossley was a mechanical genius of a sort. He also was a good merchandiser. And they had the Crossley car, the thing. He had, of course, Crossley Broadcasting. And he just had, there was a show on the other night, and I never realized until he ran it by you again.
Sure, it's not on tonight?
On WCET.
Yeah? Sure, it's not tonight?
No. I think they're going to run some other time, too, but I don't know when.
I'm sure they were.
I happened on to it, really. Mm-hmm. Didn't know it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sure they'll repeat it.
Yeah.
Did you know Mr. Crossley?
Not very well. Matter of fact, I saw him a couple times, but the first time I ever met him was he came into the newsroom at night, and I was writing the story, and there wasn't very much hurry, and he said, "What's going on?" And without looking back, I said, "Well, a goddamn thing." And he turned around, not mad or anything, he walked out. And someone said, "You know who that was?"
Yeah, he had the ball team. He had the radio and the automobile, and he also had a refrigerator.
Yeah, that's right. They showed a picture of that thing. It was an ugly looking thing.
Yeah.
But I don't think it was ahead of his time. He did all right.
Do you know anything about the station over here in Kentucky? WKRC over here in Kentucky?
Really nobody was over here. They had WCKY was over here. Huh. It was at 6th and Madison, on the second floor. And a guy named Russ Hodges, who went to school with me, high school, and he was a voice of the New York Giants, and then the San Francisco Giants. He died not too long ago. Mm-hmm.
He was with WCKY?
Yes, and then he went to New York. How he got up in broadcasting the baseball, I don't know. He was not an athlete. Mm-hmm. He was about my size, maybe a little bumpier. A good, smart guy.
Mm-hmm. You went to...
He was with WCKY, and how he got caught up in sports, I don't know anymore, and I should.
Mm-hmm. WCKY is sort of your competition at WLW?
Yeah. WCPO was the greater competition, at least for the broadcasting end of it. you couldn't beat the WLW for a half-price station. I don't know if they cut back on it now or not.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't WCKY half-price?
Yeah, that's right. It was.
But it was more...
It's a different channel. The channel was not as convenient for use as WLW was. WLW was 800, and I think CKY was something like 1450 or something, the high end of the dial. Mm-hmm. But it did all right.
CKY was more of a country western station, wasn't it?
I guess you'd say that. The guy who owned that, L.B. Wilson, was a Covingtonian. Matter of fact, he lived just over around the corner here. He's dead now.
Yeah.
And he ran it, but he didn't have the desire, the zeal to make a better station. Mm-hmm. It was all right. It did its job. But the Crosley operation, headed by Jim Schaus, had the zeal and desire to do good in the community. Mm-hmm. They were active in the community, too.
Active with public affairs.
Public affairs, yes, and organizations and stuff like that. He got an honorary degree from the University of Kentucky because he was a Kentuckian. He had contributed to the University of Kentucky, too. Mm-hmm.
But you say he didn't really get into local stuff too much over here.
That's right, that's right. Oh, he was Chamber of Commerce, the Queen City Club, and a few things like that. Uh-huh. He was not a joiner. He was a doer. If you ask him to serve, he'd do it. He had command of a hell of a lot of people. And when they named him to do something or other, he'd go to one of the people on the staff, say, "You go with them, or go to the meeting. Tell me what goes on, but you do what they ask you to do." And he'd have to meet a couple of things, too.
Jim Schaus, was that
S-C-H-O-S? S-C-H-O-U-S-E.
Uh-huh.
I think at the Bellevue High School, then lived in Fort Thomas, married a local girl. She died. He divorced his wife, or his wife divorced him, and he married a local girl, and she died, and not too long after he died.
Uh-huh. You mentioned a Fred over there at WLW. Who did you? Was that in Washington?
Washington, Fred Ball. He was the attorney for the company.
Uh-huh.
He was a Catholic, and he went to Heidelberg University up in Ohio, which is my church school.
Uh-huh.
And he always wanted me to get my honorary degree up there. I couldn't get it. I didn't have anything to do with that operation up there. I got Schaus an honorary degree.
While you were at Crosley, the people over there were in Cincinnati were Republican, pretty much, and that kind of helped get the IRS center here in Covington, maybe, rather than Cincinnati. And
I don't think that's
had much to do with it.
They were looking all over the tri-state area, but I think the fact that we in Northern Kentucky worked on it was a help, and we had Brent Spence, who was chairman of the Banking and Currency Committee.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was the leverage we had. And in addition to that, where I-75 came into the community, and that was near the Cincinnati, the postal office over in Cincinnati, the big one, up the valley somewhere.
Yeah, the annex.
Yeah, and I think that was a determining factor, if there was a determining factor. I would like to think that we had some political push to do it, but I think the very fact that the place was so convenient to Cincinnati, to the post office over there, that they did it. Mm-hmm. And it was convenient to downtown Cincinnati, too, and convenient to employees who live in Ohio and employees who live in Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
But again, I have sometimes like touch conscious moving people at. Bracken County News and on Maysville paper, one Carrollton paper, and one's up and down the road from Carrollton up to Mason County.
You read the country paper?
Yeah, once a week. But, man, it was easy to get the material together because people used to stop in the office. And they recommend such and such. And would mark that down, you know, put it in the next.
People wanted to make a meeting announcements and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's right.
And tell what their group was doing.
That's right, yeah. I don't want to give it up. John M. Brown, John Sherman Cooper. Did you know John Roy Brown?
No.
John Roy Brown Sr. and John Sherman Cooper both went to Center College. And they were really battled. John Sherman Cooper, of course, won more than lost. And John Roy Brown, John Roy Brown Sr., he didn't do so well. But he did all right. He went to Congress a time or two. And was active in Kentucky politics.
Did you know the Republican senators?
Oh, yeah.
Very well.
Oh, sure. I covered them just as I covered the Democrats. It never ever occurred to me to let their politics interfere with news coverage.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't mind the hell they were making news back home just as much as the Democrats were. Mm-hmm. Anyway, maybe not as many people, but enough people to be recognized.
Was there any explanation why we had Morton and Cooper in the Senate in a Democratic state?
Yeah, there was. The party got screwed up. I was inactive in that party, too, in that election, too. They should not have named, first of all, the ticket was a weak one. And John Sherman Cooper was well-loved, and he pulled in the guy from Louisville.
Morton?
No, not Morton. Yeah, Thurston Morton, yeah. He pulled in that guy. But he couldn't beat John Sherman Cooper. Mm-hmm. Everybody liked him. Loved him. And he was a nice, he was a fine man.
Uh-huh. So he pulled in Martin and kind of kept
right.
the tradition.
Yes, that's right.
And from then on, we've always had Republican senators in a Democratic state.
Well, it seemed like Bush carried Kentucky, but the Democrats win.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You don't remember anything about Kelly Kidd X-ray moving out of town or anything like that?
I've often wondered when I hear reports about what's the residue of X-rays, the thing that's poisoned you?
All radiation?
Radiation. I wonder if they're any down in that area.
Mm-hmm.
End of the interview with Gil Kingsbury. Please note, at the beginning of this reel, Gil Kingsbury said that in 1948, NKU had its beginnings at First District School in Covington under Earl Clemens through his sponsorship, among others. This interview was conducted December the 1st, 1988, at Gil Kingsbury's home at 210 Edgewood, in Fort Mitchell, not far from the Fort Mitchell Country Club.